Jerry Bader Show 957. I was guilty in that last segment of Mike Sherman-like clock management. See, the worst Packer coach ever when it came to clock management? He's out of college football too now, right? So let me ask you something. He had, until the wheels came off on him there at the end, he had an extraordinary run with the Packers. Was that just the team around him? Was it luck? They stunk in the playoffs. They hit the wall in the playoffs, which everybody, including me, blamed on Brett Favre. But did he overperform? You know what? Or did the team overperform? Because history would have to say he's really not a very good coach. When you look at his one loss record, he's going to go down as one of the better Packer coaches. But they hit that solid brick wall in the playoffs. Anyway, I was guilty of Mike Sherman-like clock management and went long on that segment, so I don't really have time to get anything specific. So I do a couple of things that there are really several stories here that go together. There was a new development in John Doe 2.0. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals trumped Judge Randa. But what does it really mean? It's very complicated. We're going to get to that in the next hour. And this is an amazing headline. Federal Elections Commission chairman warns that conservative media like Drudge Report and conservative talk radio face regulation like political action committees. That's a pretty provocative headline. We'll get into that in the next hour. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.